Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you this evening. It is May 11th. It's good to be here. God bless you for joining us. God bless your ears. God bless your spirit. God bless your soul and your eyes with wisdom and revelation to flood you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and thank you for joining us this evening. Our callers and ministry dialed in people, fellow saints and servants of the Lord, and also to our listeners, welcome. Whether you're live or listening at another time, we thank you and believe that the Lord has led you here by his spirit and maybe even by his might to hear what the Lord would say this evening. And may you be blessed, may you be encouraged, may you be strengthened and empowered by the emboldened word of the Lord to come forth in Jesus' name. So we just want to pray right now as we open up. Father, we just dedicate this time to you, Lord. I surrender myself and dedicate myself to you, Father God, and just hold all things loosely, Lord, and putting them together, Father God, that I would just be surrendered and yielded unto you, and even my vocal cords, Lord, and any gifts that you've graced me with, God, I just surrender and yield them unto you, God, that you would bring them forth and enfold them and magnify them, Lord, in such a manner that you receive the glory. That you receive the glory, to be glorified tonight, God. Be glorified this evening, Lord. Be glorified in this place, Lord. And we thank you, things that you establish, and for your great grace and your mercy and your favor, Lord, to make them to come to pass by your mighty deeds and your mighty acts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I was like, where are my glasses? So the Lord has been speaking to me about, as you know, I had been rereading for some months now and sometimes now, it has been a few months, just rereading the whole account of Moses and how he delivered his people. And one thing that I noticed from there is, and the Lord just started reminding me and speaking to me about a spirit of might. And so I just have been kind of pondering this for a couple of weeks about the spirit of might, and not certain what I've heard in teachings on this in the past or not, but knowing that it was from the Lord and it was from the spirit of the Lord. So jumping off from the Old Testament and the New Testament, we know both in Isaiah 61 and Luke 4, it says the spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to recover of sight to the blind, and to set those who are oppressed, or to open the prisons to those who are bound. And then we read, now that is the spirit of the Lord. And the spirit of the Lord is the ruach, you know, which is the breath of God. It is the wind of God, or the breath of God, if you will, of the Lord. That is what the spirit of the Lord is. And the wind, the breath, the mind, and the spirit, all of those things can be affected by that and it rests upon that. So then when we jump over to Isaiah 11, two, it says the spirit of the Lord, which is the same spirit of the Lord, which is the wind and the breath, right? And the mind and the spirit, that is, that's the spirit of the Lord. So this is what it says in Isaiah 2. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, speaking of Jesus, but this is the spirit of the Lord wrapped inside that, okay? It's the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, And that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, was the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Okay, we all know that those encompass and overlap and charge each other. Okay, and to rest, when it says the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him or rest upon us, it is to settle down, to be quiet or to remain. Those are some things, okay, or to fall, to be in place. Those are some things there. The spirit of counsel, just to touch on. And I don't think the spirit of counsel is spoken much of in the charismatic realm, if you will, the charismatic arena, or however you would say it. But the spirit of counsel really is to advise unto the purposes of the Lord. So whatever advice or advising that you receive, it is for unto the purposes of the Lord. So there is some wisdom wrapped in the spirit of counsel as well, okay? And Deuteronomy 32:28 says, for they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. So counsel is important. The Lord does want us to gather and to counsel, okay, under his spirit and under his influence. So now coming back to Isaiah 11 and the spirit of might, this is what it is. It is, and I found that this spirit, and when they speak of mighty acts and might in scripture, it actually has a couple different meanings. And so I'll wrap that up at the very end, okay? Because a lot of times when we read, when I read this, and it, in Exodus, when Moses was delivering the people, and it was talking about the Lord was going to be mighty, he would do mighty acts. And just the spirit of God's might was with him for signs and wonders and deliverance. We know that right away off the top of our head is what a spirit of might brings. But it also brings strength. A might can bring valor and even bravery, because it can touch our spirits and it can touch our minds. That's what of the spirit of the Lord is. So the spirit of might is of the Lord, then it can touch your spirit and it can touch your mind, which is valor or bravery and even mighty deeds of God. So it also is a force, as it is described in the Greek, a force, literal or figuratively. By implication, valor, victory, which I thought was interesting. You know, when the Lord brings about victory in our lives, there has to be a type A of might, a spirit of might that is wrapped in within that. And I think in part, too, because it says a spirit of counsel and a spirit of might within the counsel, it brings us to the might of the Lord and the victory. So force, mastery, you know, where there are, I can't think of the verse right now, mighty, act of power, power, or to be strengthened. So I don't know if this is, when I think about this, and again, this is evening, if you will, think of a time when the spirit of might may have fallen upon you, may have rested upon you, and you acted in such a way that was valor or bravery, even if you're confronting, like sometimes if you do street ministry or there's just something happening, you just feel the strengthening of the Lord within you and to move forth with victory, you know, and a victory comes forth from it. This, my friend, may be a spirit of might. And also it says, and returning and rest, you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And that is a form of, that type of strength is a form of might, okay? And then there's some other verses there talking about mighty acts, and that come from Psalms. In the Psalms, it talks about mighty acts. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellence and greatness. And his mighty acts, again, are quite similar to power, strength, victory, force, valor, Okay, and it says, when the Spirit of the Lord told Joshua, for example, to be strong and courageous, it was accompanied by the promise, I will be with you. When we're strong in the Lord and the power of his, then no power can stand against us, because no power can stand against him. And this is such a great word for us to stand on and promise and even declare as we're walking through things in Jesus' name. And it comes from his mighty acts and his power. So Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And this power is just derived a little bit differently, and it is ability, power, strength.
His might also can increase our ability, or we are given this God-given supernatural ability at the time. But it certainly can, if you will, for lack of better words, enhance our own ability, our own skill, or our own giftedness, a strengthening or fortitude can come upon, even preservation can come on our own skills, giftedness, and abilities through a spirit of might, and cause these things to come to about, the will of the Lord, because it's of the Lord. Now remember, it's the spirit of the Lord, and being of his wind and of his breath, okay, that he breathes into it. And when we have his breath on something, then we certainly have his backing, right? And so it's the same. So Ephesians 6:10, his mighty power is the same described in Ephesians 1:19, where it says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward those who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? So praise God for that. Praise the Lord. Okay. And then I seen the Lord. This verse came up. Because I had been started to wake up for whatever reason. The Lord has me waking up again about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Well, last week, I woke up and looked at the clock, and it was literally 3:33. So I looked up Jeremiah 33:3, and of course it says, as you know, because you are fellow believers and saints, and you follow the word and you love the word, it says, call to me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And so this mighty here is inaccessible things. They are beyond our reach. So in our own humanness, we would not have access to it if it were not for of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, and calling upon him and him answering us and showing us. So there's variable ways in which he answers us, right? And according to even his own language, how he strengthens you and how he grows you and how he's building your faith within you. And many of those things cross over, you know, with some, for example, speaks in dreams and reveals things in dreams. And some more frequent than others, and then others, you know, he speaks just different ways. But the mighty things in which he shows us, call to me, it's a simple instruction, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And I think this is what we need for this hour. And when Jeremiah was speaking, you know, when the Lord brought this to Jeremiah, he was actually speaking to him regarding even the nation, you know, and the nation wasn't in a condition, you know, it didn't look like it was in a condition that it was going to be delivered and set free and restored and restoration brought about to the whole nation, to the Israelites, you know, and to Judah. And And it wasn't that he looked at what was his surroundings and what they were walking in. These things that the Lord was going to show him was things outside of that, outside of what was accessible to his reach. They were beyond his reach, and it was him, the Lord, revealing these things so that he might begin to pray them and to decree them and to come into agreement with what the Lord was seeing and what the Lord was showing that was mighty and that was great. Isn't that amazing? And I think, I mean, including myself, need to open up our eyes and our hearts even more to when the Lord reveals things to us, they are out of his greatness and out of his might. And maybe even ask him, you know, so that we can pray into that more, what we're seeing. And ask the Lord, you know, I mean, if you have dreams of the government, people need to repent or people need to not overreach in their own ability and their own strength, that they might fall, you know, or collapse or, you know, bring calamity to the nation in Jesus' name. So here is the word great. Here is what, when it says, I will show you great things. Here is what a great, according to the word, okay, if we unpack that word, it's large in number, in intensity, loud in sound, importance, important things, distinguished, and God himself. So all of those things fit in the realm of what is great. It could be something very important or important things, which means when I think of that, I think of, you know, like an instruction or guidance, like if you do this one thing, then it leads to another. So it has a little trail of important things. You know, you do one thing, then the outcome's this, and then it leads to that type of thing. Okay, that's what I think of when I think of that. It could be loud in sound, which is great. I mean, some people do. I just read a note. Actually, just today when I was walking out the door, I heard this, like, I don't know what it was, like a ringing or a doorbell or something. I don't know. We don't have doorbells here. And I said to my son, I said, what was that noise? And he was like, I don't know, you know, something about like a ringing in my ears or something. I said, I don't know, you know. And then I was reading a note about a prophetic note stating, well, if you're hearing these things, it's the Lord calling you to come. So I was like, oh, that's so wild. I was just, you know, looking up Jeremiah 33:3. Okay, intensity. There could be an intensity to your dream, an intensity or heaviness, right, or urgency. These are the great things of the Lord, you know, and a magnitude and its extent. Those are the great things of the Lord. And I think if we realize this more and more, that we handle things with more responsibility and more, you know, a yieldedness to him, that it's through his voice and the instruction, you know, the instruction, kind of like when we have a manager or a supervisor, right? They give us simple instructions that they have expectations from us, but we want to make sure that we follow through with that and have a responsibility. So if the Lord is going to show us great and mighty things, then we do at the same time want to bring that back to them, that he is watching over that and he is guarding it and supervising it. And we just have a role in that. He's given us a role in showing us that for a purpose. Okay. So also mighty is, again, fortitude, which is, let me turn the page here. Fortitude is, is to make strong or to be strengthened or secure, courage, and to endure. Mighty things also is to gather, to restrain, which I think a deliverance, restrain, again, make it inaccessible, enclose, to cut off, I think of deliverance there again. And then mighty things also is secrets, mysteries. And again, it says inaccessible things, which is beyond our reach. Okay, so thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing us these mighty things that we do not know. God, that we do not know. We ask for your spirit, God. We ask according to your word for your wisdom and your revelation, Lord. We ask for the spirit of might, Lord, that you would bring us into the spirit, that we would recognize it more, Lord, that you would even bring to our remembrance, Lord, in the days ahead, in the weeks ahead, the hours ahead, God, when you had fallen upon us in a spirit of might, God, and even as it brings deliverance, I see a spirit of might that brings deliverance, as we know, we see it in his word with Moses. It brings also a preservation to the people, right? It preserved the people for who God wanted them to be, and it stopped the oppression over their lives so that they could, regain their identity and their purpose with the Lord in Jesus' name. And it did cause, a fortitude for them to protect them against attacks. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the spirit of might, Lord, even over our nation, over your people that are listening this evening, God. And then also the spirit of might brings about, it can cause our abilities to be strengthened, our abilities and skills and giftedness to be fortified. It even be strengthened with courage in our mind and in our spirit. I see the spirit of might doing these things in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And going back to I just wanted to go back. I forgot to open up to read in Psalm 33, which is after I pulled up both of these side by side, I did not realize Psalm 33 was talking about the breath of God, which is the spirit of the Lord. And then Jeremiah 33, I didn't see until they were back to back sitting next to each other. Okay, so Psalm 33 is the sovereignty of the Lord in creation and history. That is what the caption says. As I read this, I'm going to read this in the New King James Version. So it says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with a harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, but the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the host of them, by the breath of his mouth. So everything was created by the breath of God. The host of heaven was created by the breath of his mouth. Okay, now I don't know if that is the same as how he breathed into Adam, or if he spoke it out of the breath of his mouth and just filled it, you know? Okay, so he gathers the waters and the sea together as a heap, and he lays the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Come on, Lord, send forth your spirit, God, of might and counsel to this world, God, that the inhabitants would stand in awe of you, God, that they would have knowledge and the fear of the Lord would be their basis, God, that you would strap that to each boot on their, knowledge of the Lord and the fear of the Lord, God, that they would stand in awe of you. And verse 9, for he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. So, Father God, we ask for you to release your breath, to release your spirit upon your people, that you would speak again, Lord, that we call upon you, God, in unity, God, that you would bring forth your spirit, God, that you would speak to us, God, as we call upon you, and you would show us your great thing, God, that you would show us your mighty things, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that even when the people, God, were delivered, the Israelites were delivered, God, it was such a mighty act, God, that even the Egyptians, God, even they knew that you were God and God alone, Lord. I ask that you would do such mighty acts, Lord, and signs and wonders and miracles, that you would speak, it would be done, and as you command, God, it would stand fast, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your love, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that your steadfast kindness would be upon us as well, God. And we thank you, Father. We just release, Lord, your righteousness and your justice over our cities, over our nation, even over this pipeline incident. For those of you who are in the East, which is me, I've seen it today. I just seen the chaos. I've seen the fear, the agitation again over the people, Lord. I thank you for watching over your people, you know, and even, you know, instructing us to, you know, even maybe, Lord, just instructing us as we go about our day, God. And we thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your spirit, because no one could match your spirit, God. Nobody can match your righteousness, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that it would fill the land, Lord, that it would be glorious, Father. And we give you our lives again and afresh this evening, Lord, and ask, Lord, that in our lives you would be glorified. Be glorified, God. Be glorified, Lord. I pray, Lord, for every person listening, Lord, that they would pray for their neighbors, Lord, that they would pray for those that are on their street, as you think of your street name, God, as they think of their city name, God, and their nation, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. And those who are in apartment buildings or townhomes and have dual residency or shared community type of thing, Father, I just pray for building numbers, Lord, that you pray. I pray for those buildings that you pray for them. I pray for any type of community living, God, in those campuses, God, any type of community type of living, Father God, in the streets, Lord, even if people pray for their neighborhood, if your neighborhood has a specific name, God, to pray for that in Jesus' name, God. We thank you for your blessings for your people, that you would draw them unto you, God, in Jesus' name, that people would respond. People would respond to the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for salvations. Lord, we thank you for salvation. And we thank you, God, even for the communications that you'd have us in, Lord, and that we would know, Lord, that we would be able to help people to redeem the time in their lives, God, that they would be able to redeem the time by coming to know you, God, by coming to know you and coming to know the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you, Fathers. Pour out your Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines this evening. Thank you for joining us. And let me just write down a few of these so that I can, I don't get mixed up in my, okay, hope everybody is well. Thank you for letting me take a break last week. My son's girlfriend is a, hope to be one day, fiance, I mean, Lord, up to the Lord and whatever. But anyways, I was trying to get to know her a little bit better, and she's a fitness person. So I decided to ask her if she wanted to coach me. Anyway, we met last week here at the, because at the apartment, there's a fitness center. Anyway, I ended up having to take two Tylenol by the time I was done with her. So God bless her. And, but I just couldn't, my body, I couldn't think, well, my body hurts. I cannot concentrate. Anyway, so thank you and bless you, and all is good now. So, phone line 225, caller 225-270. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Jackie.
I'm sorry. Say that again. You jumped.
Hello?
One more time. Hi.
Hi, my name is Jackie.
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie.
Okay, Jackie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay, good evening. I know we've spoken before, haven't we?
Yeah, a long time back.
Yes, yes. Well, good to have you. Thank you for joining us this evening. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Father, for Jackie, God. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I see the Lord opening up something for you. I don't know if they're like channels or canals or something. And maybe those are types of portals, something flowing unto you. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I also see it kind of like being underground. So if there's a way, the Lord is making a way for you when there seems to be no way, you know. And then, and so, Father, we just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for where you have Jackie, Lord, for the land that she walks on, God, that it would take, she would take precedence over that land, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord, that she would even, dominion over that land and the land that she possesses and the land that the Lord is giving you, or given to you currently even. So wherever that might be, like in your workplace, in your neighborhood, even if you volunteer anywhere or even travel on a specific place where you walk, and where your foot treads, that is your place, and to pray in the spirit. You know, one time my husband and I was thinking this as I was praying, we were at the beach, and we were at this, like, walking after dinner, and these little shops and these different things, and I was realizing there was a lot of New Age stuff that was happening in these little shops, these little craft shops and stuff. And so at the end of the street, I just turned around before we went back to the car, and I said, you know what, we just need to release the Spirit of the Lord here and the breath of God. Just release the Spirit of the Lord in the street to wipe away, all these other spirits. But just, and we just both took a deep breath, and we were holding hands and just exhaled and released. We just released the Spirit of the Lord in this place and in these streets, you know, that he would have be preeminent, you know, and have the dominance. The Spirit of the Lord would have the dominance in the place where we tread our feet and make those places, and then and take those places. But even because you have the authority in the places where you have the authority in the places where you've planted, and just, you know, pray into that and speak into that to water it and to bring it forth. And I see something happening underground with that, like these channels and things opening up, you know, and I don't know what's going to burst forth with that, but it is definitely flowing and things are opening up. But I just encourage you, in that manner, in Jesus' name, Jackie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So how are you doing this evening?
All right.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Is there any... Sorry, go ahead. It's a little bit hard to hear you. It's just breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure if I'm on speakerphone or a car...
My phone, I don't know what's wrong with it.
Okay.
I took it off the speaker.
Okay. Maybe that will help. So do you have any specific prayer requests this evening?
Yeah, I need you to pray that my family get along with each other and they didn't have peace in my family.
Okay.
There's an uproar.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. So, Father, we just pray for these things, Lord, that, Lord, like these little nests, bird nests or disruptions, God, these disruptions that are happening, God. Huh?
Disruption.
Yes.
Some people don't speak to each other. They just don't get along. It's just hard.
Oh, I'm sorry. God, we just pray and speak into that, God. We just ask that you put your holy wedge there, God, that it be a wedge of peace God, and I pray, God, that these wedges, God, would remove pride in Jesus' name, Lord, and I pray that you would speak to that. You know, my husband and I, too, were speaking today about, we're just quickly shared on, if we didn't have to deal with our own pride, it would be a lot easier. Things would be a lot easier, you know. So anyway, like that's the biggest contender is that we have, you know, we can have pride as people. And so anyway, and sometimes our pride can mask itself in many different ways, you know, like being justified or, you know, anyways. So Father, we just pray, Lord, and bind pride, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would put these wedges like little wedges like those things that they hold the doors open with, God, so that doors could be open, God, even if they're just cracked and wedged just slightly, God, that these doors of communication would be left open, God, that minds and hearts and spirit would be left open, God, because of you, Lord. We just ask that you would release, your mighty acts and your mighty deeds in these places, God. And actually, Lord, where repentance is due, let repentance come, God, in Jesus' name, God, and that you would place that on the heart of the people, Lord. And if they need to, humble themselves or make a call or a letter, God, whatever it might be, God, I just ask that you would direct them, God. And I know this happens a lot in families, Lord. It's the enemy wants to divide and make division and be divisive, God, in Jesus' name. So we bind those spirits, Lord. We bind those spirits. And we ask for soft hearts, Lord, that hearts would remain soft and not be hardened, God, that you would give them a heart of flesh to your people, God. Give them a heart of flesh, God, so that they would even have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to them out of a heart of flesh, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask for the restoration and redemption in these family relationships, God, and all those who are listening who have hard areas, God, and family relationships, Father God. We just ask for your restoration, a heart of flesh. God, we bind pride and Leviathan, God's spirit, Lord, and even any type of spirit that when one person, like judgment and critical, being judgmental and critical, God, and that thing where like when someone speaks one thing and it's like the words did these acrobatic things before they fall in the ear of another person, God, and it's completely different. Lord, we just pray, God, that your spirit, let your spirit fall, God, and let your spirit shift and shake things out, God, that don't need to be, God, and that in those trays, Lord, there would be those little things of gold, or little specks and nuggets and flakes of gold, the things that are worthy, God, the things that are worthy, God, God, of the virtues, even the virtues where it says, think on such things, God, that they would remember the virtues that each of these people hold, God, and that possess and have that they've been gifted with, Lord, and they begin to think on such things, God, and be able to express themselves one to another and bring restoration and families in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is 920-279. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
It's Ann from Wisconsin.
Ann, Wisconsin. Okay, how are you?
Yeah. I'm good. How are you doing? I haven't been on in a while, I don't think.
Yeah, good. I'm doing pretty well. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. So, yes, praise the Lord for that. Okay, Father, we just thank you for Anne, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, Lord, for your work and her life, Lord, and all that you're doing, Lord. Hold on one second.
I'll check. Does that work? Oh, maybe. Okay. I just want to go to the beginning of this. Okay, so I was seeing, So Psalm 40 says, I waited patiently, Psalm 41. I'm going to start there, but it was actually verse 2 that I was actually assisting. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. I've seen that, like something like you were coming out of something like a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Oh, that's so good.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. And then verse 3 says, he has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God, and many will see it and fear him and will trust in the Lord. But yeah, like verse 2, I was seeing that like you were coming out of this clay, this shaping and this, and I, right away, like when I seen this type of clay type of thing that you were coming out of, I heard miry clay. Yeah. And then looked that up. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. I thank you so much, God, that in your word repeatedly, when we see that people and your people, especially your covenant people, cry out to you, God, that you hear their cry and you incline your ear to it, God, that you show your compassion, that you move with mighty acts, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the establishment of placing your daughter upon your rock and establishing her steps, God. That's so powerful. So powerful, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. Thank you, Lord.
Was verse 2, I don't have a Bible right here. Is verse 2 talk about patience?
Verse 1 does.
Oh, okay.
It says I waited.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, what does it say?
It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. And then verse 2 mm-hmm. says, he brought me up out of the horrible pit. And my reclaim, set my feet upon a rock, established my steps.
Wow. I only asked about the patient thing because I went to a shop in my city here, and their dining room is open, but it's really like, it's a very unique type of dining room. It's kind of like a bookstore, and so like, you know, the tables are kind of, it's not an open dining room. I don't know how to explain it. But anyways, I found a table way in the back against the wall. And it was just a table, and then it had one chair. And I was eating, and I looked at the picture, and the picture said, patience. And then it said, no. Yeah, it said, knowing patience. Something about... I should have took a picture of it. I'm like, oh, wow, that's very profound, because it was about waiting and then knowing about waiting and that it was going to happen and just being patient. It was the picture
wow.
that on the wall right there. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I love that when the Lord does that, like open our eyes to our surroundings, and then it's a little, yes, because you know what? It's like he was establishing your steps. You were looking for a place to, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then when you said that, because I was like, oh, wow, I see why I sat there, Lord. And I just was reading that. I should have took a picture so I could have looked, but I can just go in there and I know right where it is, you know. But, yeah, it said about patience and knowing that when you wait and something, knowing about waiting or something, I don't know. But I knew it was from the Lord because I was looking. I'm like, should I go over here? No, no, I better go. Oh, and I was way in the back, you know, by myself. And there was that picture right there on the wall.
Wow, that's cool. Very cool. Yeah, praise God. Praise the Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you. Is there anything specific, Anne, that you would like prayer for us to come in agreement with?
No, I don't think so. No. I'm good. I just wanted to talk to you and listen to your show because I haven't been on for a while. So,
yeah, well, thank you for joining us. Good to hear your voice. I'm glad you dialed in.
Yes, thank you, and I love your show. So have a good week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. You too.
God bless you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
PGN and PGN people. God notices PGN. No, it's Prophetic Grace Network. That's what it is. But one time the Lord spoke to me and said, PGN, it's people God notices. That's what he did say. So if there was a tagline, maybe that could fit. But I'm not the pastor. I'm just a host. So anyway, praise the Lord. Okay. Phone line caller 205-531. Good evening. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
You might from Alabama.
Julia May, how are you?
Just fine, just fine.
Good. I like the way you say your name. Julia May.
Great day.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like I'm being brought into a movie set or something. Like, I don't know. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for Julia May, God. And on the blessing of the Lord, thank you, Father, and bring her to your altar, God, and to just for the fellowship and the friendship of the Lord, the fellowship and the friendship of the Lord, and just being united in your fellowship, mm-hmm. being united in your friendship. I see a friendship more and more, you know, who can lean on each other. You can, you know, just like hold hands and walk if you need to, you know. So this friendship, Father, we just thank you just for the friendship of the Holy Spirit, the friendship of the Father and of the Son, God. And we just thank you, God, for establishing all of that in Jesus' name. I was just thinking of, you know, the Father. I was just thinking of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and just their different roles and their different place. And so I do think it's more of a friendship with the Holy Spirit. And I mean, just because the Father has more of a role of being Abba and just and a judge and a provider. And not that we can have a friendship with that, but he, you know, is different. It's just a little bit different, you know, like his love flows from Abba Father. But anyway, the friendship part is more Holy Spirit based because walking with you day in and day out, like alongside of you, which scripture says the Holy Spirit comes alongside of us, like paraclete is a Greek word for that. that where he joins us and comes alongside of us. So I thank you, Lord, just for joining Julia May, God, in all of her needs, Lord, and even in her conversations, Lord, that she would bring you into all of her conversations, with her needs and with her fellowship more and more, God, and that you would speak into those moments, Lord, and that you would guide her and instruct her even to sit in the right places, to be instructed in the right conversations, God. And I just thank you, Lord, just for your grace and your favor, God, through your friendship. In Jesus' name, through your friendship, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So praise the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was telling you today was a great day. Jump ahead of the this day, so they removed the pig line in the tray.
Oh, they did that today?
Mm, they did today. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
And is she home?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Just one day. So you look through there and find out how much she's eating now. So he put
oh, my goodness.
In,
wow.
On her neck, and put some stitches on her stomach to check it out. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. That's wonderful news. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That is wonderful news. God bless both of you. Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
You have to do all the nebulized breathing treatment, all that stuff. And I'll see him too. I can call him and come and get my machine.
That's good. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel praying for you know. I just had a friend, her sister, lost. Well, they don't have the same mother, they got the same father, but she lost her mother to the COVID. And she was praying for folks to be careful. And like I said, I was telling one of the men, she was asking how she got to pray. And I told her, I said, because she had the COVID and she was on the ventilator. She said, what? I said, yes, she's been on the ventilator and had the COVID, double pneumonia, low oxygen. And I said, she didn't have pneumonia active 3 times. And all this, she said, oh, my God. I said, plus they had strep. I said, they had aspirator, had to bring her back. I said, hey, she's been through something. And her auntie said, she left her tired. I said, baby, so her body's been beaten on, but God's in her. But she said, she was fighting. He's going to fight, and he has fought with her. So many, they didn't go through half of what she went through. And they're not here. She's still here.
Wow.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. So the minister, she had a COVID just like me. Yeah.
Wow. But they lost her, or they brought her back, or they lost her?
They separated, and they lost her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's the second time she done it. She done it one time when they went to the dentist, and she separated, and he was telling her, he said, Miss White, she said, I had to put some drugs in that girl. She said, that lung, she said, when that lung closed up, because they have a sense of aspirin anyway. People were intellectually
disabled.
And he said, well, no oxygen going in. He said, none coming out. He said, because when the fluid goes halfway in the lung protector said, it closed up.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing, because like you said, no air going in, none coming out. So what that means, they're not going to survive. So he said, we had to give her some drugs. So they told me, he said, oh, yeah. He said, yes, sir. He said, we had to put some drugs in her. So open that lung back up. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because she ended up with sepsis. She had to end up with that, too. So with all of that and out, you know, with the COVID and the pneumonia, you know, there's a lot on her body. But God had told a friend of mine, said, she was fighting. He said, I'm fighting with her. And I know he did. She had to fight with her, but she would have never made it. But they gave up, and they did They said, you have to put on the ventilator. He said, you got this. You ain't going to make it like this. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And when was that? Was this week or last week?
No, that was like just a promo, like in August, and with the vibes of August, and then like just she left about 29 days. She went back and had pneumonia after she got rid of pneumonia and the sepsis and the virus. And then about 2.5 months later, she went back again with pneumonia again. But she's been out now 2 months. Yeah, she went back in March. So actually the day is 2 months since she's been out of the hospital. Because she went March the 8th, she got out the 11th. So the day is 2 months since she's been out of the hospital with pneumonia the third time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. She's doing a lot of stress with, you know, her disability, not to be able to do some of the stuff. And then out here, you know, they were telling she's the only coma patient they've seen that came out. She kept waking up and they kept knocking her back off. And I told her, I said, she won't stay down. And they said, well, I said, that medicine, her body knock out medicine. The least little noise, the least little thing that make her move, as you hear, it goes out. And she woke up and they knocked out. They actually put her back to sleep 3 times before they even got on the
ventilator.
Wow. She ain't going to wake up. I said, after she was in the office, she moving them off. He said, no. Then he said, did I see that girl's foot move? I said, yeah. Start again. Then he turned to the And the doctor came and said, what happened? He said, third time that machine went off. He kept trying to come out.
Wow.
And he said, what the hell? And they told me, he said, we ain't never seen that before. So I was patient out 3-4 hours. And she woke up and actually when she was in the COVID ward, she actually, she was in there looking at TV. She woke up twice in there. So I told him, leave her alone. I said, talk to her, explain what she's doing. Tell her God that Jesus is working with her and tell her I love her and tell her, you know, it's okay. And they told me, they play music, turn the TV on. And they wrote it up in their paper when I saw it. They said, you know, mom said, do phone call. I said, calm her down. I said, she's waking up halfway. And she's scared or she can't get out of the room. But she's only here walking.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
And everything she's had, like God said, everything, her speaking, her walking, her eating, and everything. They said they never seen them go through that fast.
Yeah. That really is incredible. Praise God for that, right?
Thank God, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes. That's wonderful. That's the God of compassion right there.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes. So, Lord, we just pray for Julia May, Father, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and continue to do, God, in her life, Lord, and Jennifer, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you would bring comfort where comfort is needed, God, and that your word says that you are ever-present help in our time of need, God, and you do that, Lord, with your compassion, and you do it with your mercy, God, so we thank you, Lord, for extending your hand and your heart and your presence over all of their needs, Father, during this time. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord, and that you have, Lord, as I prayed earlier, because you showed me in your word, Lord, that you let your steadfast loving kindness to be upon them and their household, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm so glad to hear she's even eating today, even after having that removed. That makes my heart rejoice. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for joining us this evening.
Okay. Good night.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Our next caller is 240-482. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Valerie calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Good. Did you experience any of that pipeline backup today or near your area?
Well, I have several colleagues who don't have gas. I have one colleague who's stranded in Asheville because they can't get gas. I'm going to try tonight to see if I can get some, but I've got like half a tank of gas, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely here.
Yeah. We experienced it too. We just happened to be driving by. Anyway, my husband had a half a tank of gas too. Mine was almost on empty, and there was a tanker. We could see from the light there was a tanker at this gas station. And there were a lot of cars. They were all just waiting for the tanker to finish so they could get gas. So it was all kind of like backed up. And then my husband wasn't going to wait, but then the light turned where like we were going to turn left. I go, you better just, so he did. And then we were stuck there. I don't know. I mean, we didn't have to wait too long. It wasn't more than a half an hour, you know, but I probably should have took a picture of it because I went in to use the restroom and kind of asked them if they knew when their tankers came in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just because we have other family and like, do you get tankers every Tuesday, Thursday? What's the story here, you know? And she was like, no, we didn't even know this guy was coming, you know? And she's like, but we expect that tank of gas that he just dropped up to be gone in an hour and a half. That's what they said.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then we called another store, too, to see if we could, if they knew, like one of those QTs, you know, if they knew when their tankers came in, which I'm kind of surprised they don't know, you know, or maybe they don't want to say, but they couldn't really tell us either. So, but we will pray, and the Lord will lead you. And
yeah,
it's very, very interesting. I know one time we were in Detroit many years ago, and there was a power grid that went out, and it hit Ohio and different areas, and we only had a half a tank of gas, and we were going to leave the next day to return home. And a huge power, I think if you Google it, it'll do like a Detroit power grid. I forget what year it was, but the power grid went out, and it was, it hit Ohio, and we had a half a tank of gas, and we ended up leaving the next day not knowing. We just left on a half tank of gas thinking we'd get far enough into it to surpass the, thank God we were right.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that I was living in Ann Arbor during that power grid.
Okay.
So we were without power for like 3 or 4 days. It was crazy. But I vividly remember that happening. That was like maybe 2003, 2004, somewhere around there.
Yeah. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. And I remember because my father was still living and he was on a, he needed electricity. He had an oxygen tank and something. Yeah. He was very nervous.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was like we were just praying over him. My brother was taking care of him, saying, I have a generator, you know. But then he was like, well, what's going to happen if I have to go to the hospital? Like, how are the hospitals, you know? And we're like, they can take care of you. Yeah, it was just like, I was like, oh, my gosh, he just was having so much anxiety and trying to keep that down.
I can imagine.
Everything. Yeah, everything else. Yeah. So, anyway, that's interesting. And I actually used to work in Ann Arbor. I mean, I did for a little bit. I worked in Ann Arbor at a store out there. Anyway, okay. Small world. Crossing paths.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you for our life because life is a gift, Lord. And we thank you for it, God. And moreover, we even thank you for everlasting life. Lord, that we can sit, that Valerie and I, God, and the others, we can sit at the banqueting table, God, and speak of our lives, God, speak of our families, introduce our families, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we can do this because of your blood and your bloodline, God, that you call us into your family, into your household, God. And we thank you, Lord, in Ephesians 3, Lord, where it says that we now for this reason, we bow our knee. God, so we bow our knee and we bow our hearts, Lord, before you for what you've brought us into, God, and how you've removed the veil. God, you removed our blindness, God, our dullness of hearing, Lord, and you've brought us in, God, and made a way. Continue to speak to us, God, and continue having us ask, Lord, as in Jeremiah 33:3, God, that we would call unto you, God, and that you would show us and speak to us great and mighty things. And here, you know what? This is the Amplified, which I don't think I read. It says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you did not know and understand and cannot distinguish. So we thank you, Father God, for the things that you actually distinguish in our lives, Lord, just like you distinguished Daniel, God, and how he prayed and came to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you would release this prayer, God, the release, the knowledge, God, release your greatness and your boldness and your mighty words, Lord, unto Valerie, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that in, even as she asks and seeks, that she will find, Lord. And I pray that, God, even amidst a pipeline issue, God, and even amidst beyond the pipeline thing, God, is a panic, the panic, Father, coming off a pandemic, Lord, that she would make a way through that, Lord, and that you would show her and instruct her and how to move about that and navigate through that, God. And thank you for making for provision for her. Thank you for making provision on her behalf, Lord, and all that she has need of, God. We thank you, Lord, for even opening. See, because the Lord can even open our ears as a pipeline. Like the Lord is our pipeline, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that, God. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, if there be anything else, Lord, that you want to speak and instruct and deliver your word, Lord, decree and declare your word, Job 22. Well, let me see. It might be. here it is. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so the light will shine on your ways. Yeah, so the verse right before that says, verse 26 says, for then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God, and he will make your, and you will make your prayer to him, and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so the light will shine on your ways. So I'm seeing even, yeah, that being part of your prayer too, or whatever it is that the Lord shows you to declare that thing so that the light of the Lord can shine on it and
What's it? Where does shine on it? So the light will shine on your ways. So you will see his ways shine upon, like it'll be clear to you. You know, like when you, if you can walk in a park or whatever, where the light is shining, mm-hmm. it's clear. It's clear when there's various shadows and shadings, you know, but when the light is on it, it becomes very clear. And that is, you know, you can even see it from a distance. You can see it from certainly like your circumference when you're going about your way, but it is, you can clearly see it, like the light. And there's somehow, even when we're out and about, there's somehow when the Lord opens up the lens of it, it's like our spiritual lens is opened up. It's like a camera lens. It just like the shutter just opens quickly, open and closes quickly. It's like the light is mm-hmm. shining upon that, where you see it differently than just looking at it at the surface, or even like a sign and its words, or, you know, and it's the, you know, it's the influence of the Holy Spirit giving us, you know, quickening our spirits, if you will. But sometimes he does that even with our eyes, so that we can see things. And it's like, and then we just have this understanding open up, and it's super quick, like a shutter on a camera, you know, where it's opened up and then we grasp it and take a hold of it. And then we act in faith when we see it, you know, or if it's to pray mm-hmm. it, or it's whatever it might be, you know. So I see that taking, those unctions taking place within you, or functions, I should say.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That does happen. I think that does happen sometimes. I'll have to, I kind of understand, but I think I need to maybe listen again to make sure I fully understand.
Yeah, because it's kind of a, like in nature, like you can see nature, but then sometimes he might use specific things where like your spirit is quickened. It's like, I think the Lord's saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and
yeah,
when he does,
yeah.
Then you need to cultivate that with faith, like, and take a step of faith or do whatever that thing is to even test it out. And that's how we, I mean, I call it cultivate. You're cultivating the spirit of the Lord and hearing his voice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Very cool. So I wish you the best. Is there anything specific we could pray for in agreement before I let you go?
Yes. I just wanted to ask for prayer for my family, my household. There's just so much. There's just been a lot of strife and anger with, you know, among my kids, and just a lot of arguing, and it's been very stressful. And, you know, with me being, I have my kids full time, but I'm a single mom, and it's just been just very stressful. And it's just been very tough. And, you know, I'm trying to have a peaceful household, but there's just a lot of strife and fighting between the kids. And it's, you know, I just want to ask for prayer for peace, and just, you know, even understanding of what is going on, because, you know, this is not what I want in my home. And, you know, I'd like for us all to get along, and for the kids, you know, I mean, I know that kids, you know, argue and all that stuff, but I just feel like this is just at another level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For sure. How many kids do you have? Excuse me.
Three.
Okay. Yeah, that's that would be hard. Okay, so Father, we just lift up Valerie to you, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, her family and her children, God, and over her household, Lord. We ask, Lord, Lord, that this strife
and division and discord in the name of Jesus, God, would cease in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would even begin to show Valerie, God, the root systems and the root causes,
yes, Lord,
of yes, how this is happening, God, that she might uproot them and take the axe to it, God, and even shine your light upon that, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you would even help Valerie, God, in her communications, Lord, that you would give her great wisdom and great instruction, Lord, in communicating with her family, God, during this time, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just lift, I don't know what's going on, but it does seem like this is happening more and more for some reason, this dissension and court and divisions, God, in households and families and in households, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, teach us to love, Lord, and teach us to receive your love more fully, God, even when we self-critic ourselves. God, we ask, Lord, that we would hear your voice, Lord, in Jesus' name, and that we would speak your voice and would speak your kindness, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for wisdom, as your word says, in Proverbs 31, Lord, that Valerie would have your wisdom and the law of kindness to be upon her tongue. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask, Lord, that you would touch these children, Lord, Lord, and just bind pride, a spirit of pride over these households and over their little hearts, Lord, and the places, Lord, where they may have been hurt, Lord, maybe that the enemy is, you know, trying to plow up new ground, God, in any way, Lord, we just pray that this would be exposed, Lord. We pray for the knowledge of the Lord and for understanding to increase in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray, God, when those children speak and have voices of vulnerability, God, let Valerie hear that, Lord, and be attuned to it, God, and be able to meet their needs, God, to know even supernaturally how to meet their needs, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for opening her spirit to know what to speak, Lord, how to even if it's just reaching or patting someone on the shoulder while they're eating or whatever it might be, God, let these gestures of love and words, Lord, reach the heart of his children, Lord, to melt away strife, Lord, to melt away the anger, Lord, and to put down the defenses and the cover-ups, God, and to give and receive love one to another, God. So we speak your shalom over her household, Father, and we ask that you move, God. We ask that you move in ways that maybe I don't even know how to ask this evening, God, that you would do that you would surpass my mere words, Lord, that you would surpass my mere understanding, God, and interrupt this household, God, with your shalom, Father, that you would, as you walked through the walls of the disciples, God, you walked through their walls and you spoke shalom, God, directly to their fear, God, that you spoke peace and wholeness and salvation, God. We ask that you do that, Lord, that you speak peace and wholeness and salvation, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for praying.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yes. 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 Amen. Bless you.
Bless you. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
The enemy is working overtime, so we need to arrest that. He needs to go back, be chained back up, and Yep. Okay. Caller 315-254. Good evening. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. My name's Aunt Elise.
I'm sorry. Your name is what? Anna?
Aunt Elise. I'm sorry.
Aunt Elise?
Yes.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for calling and joining us, this Talise. I'm saying that right, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Father, for Aunt Talise, God. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Father. You know, when, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. There are, you know, like cars run on fuel. Like there's different makes and there's different models of cars and all different types of cars and whatnot. And they all, like all cars have the same thing. Like they all have engines and spark plugs and yada, yada, yada in order to get them to run. And the mechanism, so just like we're humans and we all have organs and, you know, fungal whatever, well, the cars all run on fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we run on our blood and our oxygen and whatnot. And, but there's also, with cars, there's also a type of hybrid in cars where they can run as a reserve, have a reserve of fuel, but run on that different energy and a different power source that is a hybrid. And I see you running on a hybrid source with the Holy Spirit. And it's just by your make and your design, the way that you've been designed by the Lord, you know, just like, okay. So, but it's a design of the Lord. It's, so it's the work of the Lord, right, that we are all a workman, right? We are God's workmanship, right? And he, that is the way that he designed you and created you, more of a hybrid type of, you know, octane, if you will, but not even really that. It's a different type of tapping into a different type of source of the Holy Spirit while you have the reserve and the function to function with the fuel, as the rest of us, but you also have this hybrid access to your vehicle. And I'm not sure what that is and how you get plugged into it, but there is a plug, there is a way to be plugged into it. Now, I know with prayer and even just being plugged into the Lord, our thankfulness and our praise keeps us plugged into God. And there that might be a type of a source of that that you will find within that, what your hybrid source comes from, you know, by staying plugged in the ways that we know how to do it in the natural, which is, you know, like my natural fuel will come through being thankful and with praise and starting there and then discovering, and you might even know what this hybrid thing is. And I don't even know if you're a hybrid, like, I don't even know if your hybrid thing comes with music. Like, are you musically inclined or anything like that?
I enjoy music, but...
Okay, so I wasn't sure if you were gifted, like, to sing or gifted to worship or gifted to write songs or somehow gifted in the realm of... not to your knowledge.
I don't know if it has, would have anything to do with music, but maybe some other things.
Okay. So, yeah, so that keeps you plugged into that. So, yeah, so there's something like a, what's on my computer, sorry. Yeah, there's a hybrid power source that you have by his design, because you are God's workmanship, and that's just the way he has made you. And but you do have the reserve of the fuel like the rest of us, but you can run on this hybrid power. Yeah. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in your daughter, Lord, and how you've designed her. And let me just look up that verse, because I keep hearing it in my head. And I think it's in Ephesians, but okay, hold on 1 second. Oh, excuse me. Yes, Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created by Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So it is all to bring him glory. And, you know, mm-hmm. opening up earlier this evening, praying, you know, that in our lives, he would be glorified. And so he created you for his workmanship, for good works unto him.
Mm-hmm.
That he, because when we do that and we fulfill what that is, that will and those purposes of the Lord, he is glorified. He is glorified in our lives. And even if it's something incredibly outstanding and incredibly beautiful, and, you know, like if you ever see anyone who does do music, or like if you ever see, this just came to me, like Lauren Daigle, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, she sings a song. It's just like, it's so smooth, like it's like butter. But anyway, if you think of someone who sings or plays an instrument that's incredibly beautiful or just outstanding, where you feel drawn to it, like you feel like you're being drawn into their moment, like they're having a moment between the divine and, you know, their gift, and then you're being drawn into it. Even though, you know, I will never play a piano and I will never sing, it makes me want to be better at who God's made me to be, though. Like, that's what a blessing it is to experience that. And it's the same should be true, like, in the body of Christ. And so whatever God, you know, has made you for and how you function, it gives glory to God in such a way that it wants others to give glory to God and their being and who they are as well, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So praise the Lord.
Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So is there anything, any specific prayer requests you might have before we end?
Yes. Well, I recently just relocated to Florida like 2 months ago, maybe 2.5 months ago. After fasting for like 21 days, the Lord told me to move on the 21st day. So I booked the flight and I moved, me and my daughter. I kind of just want prayer on what is it, clarity on what is it that I'm supposed to be doing next.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Everything is going great so far, but, you know, just probably sure. pray for a better understanding and just some clarity on some things.
Okay. Well, the first thing you want to do is fill up your gas tank. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I don't know. Health first? No, just kidding. Okay. So, yes, I understand because my husband and I both grew up in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved to Tulsa. We lived there, had two daughters, lived there for 6.5 years. Then we moved to Florida for 3.5 years. Had our son there, and then now we've been in the Carolinas for almost, I think it's close, 18, 20 years, somewhere in there. I've lost a couple mm-hmm. years somewhere maybe. But yes, the Lord is very good directionally. The Lord is very good directionally. So, Father, we thank you for the favor of the Lord, for Aunt Talise, God, that she came before you, God, and consecrated herself, God, and prayed and fasted. Lord, we pray for her and her daughter, Lord, that they are not unseen, but they are seen before you, Father God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we come into agreement, Lord, with the other saints, Lord, who are listening, who are praying, God, who are interceding on her behalf, even now, God, that you would, Lord, even though she's landed where she's landed, Lord, that you would directionally take her and guide her and instruct her in the places that she's to go, God, and what she's to do, Lord. And I pray, Father, that she would trust you, Lord, that she would trust you with that direction, that she would trust you with that guidance, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And even in those places and those times where you need to open her eyes to see that you're right there, God, that you're right there, Lord, that she opens her eyes to see, or Lord, that you open her eyes to see that you are right there, Lord, guiding her, and that you're with her, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that she would not miss that. Lord, we ask, Lord, that she would be prosperous in the land that you've led her to, Lord. We thank you for your word that she would call upon you and seek you, that you would take her and show her. And teach her great and mighty things that she did not know, God, things that are inaccessible to our own strength and our own power, God, that you would put your spirit of might upon her to move about that land, Lord, and to take dominion in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for the perseverance, the preservation, and the fortitude, the strengthening and fortitude, God, as she walks us out, Lord, with her daughter. God, we pray that over her daughter as well, God, the preservation and strengthening and fortitude in their lives, Father. And we just come into agreement with your word and your desire for her as she is indeed your workmanship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. I look forward to hearing how that goes with you. So bless you.
God bless you, okay. Too. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too. Take care. Thank you. Okay. We have one more caller here. Hold on. Scott. All righty. It's 847-239. Good evening. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Stephanie from Illinois.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for Stephanie, God, and blessing her life, Lord. I see the Lord pointing to, like, maybe highlighting some things. So, and I don't know if it's something that's, like, already mapped out on paper, already typed out on paper, and it might even be, like, the word of the Lord, like it's already written type of a thing, but then the Lord like highlighting those particular words, highlighting that particular verse within that passage, you know, within that framing, within that paragraph, just highlighting these specific words that seem to illuminate to your spirit, or more like resignate, I would say, more resignate to your spirit, like, oh my gosh, like he's speaking that directly to you. It's like the word of God is flesh and living, and that's what it's going to feel like when he highlights it, is the word of God is flesh and living and breathing upon you, which is the spirit of the Lord, which is what I even opened with, was the spirit of the Lord is the breath and the wind can speak to our mind and our spirit. And so I pray that over you as you see his word. I thank you for it, God. Just breathe afresh and breathe anew, God, upon her spirit and upon her mind, God. Just breathe your breath of life, God, your breath of life. And we thank you for your breath, you know, which is the spirit of the Lord, which is his breath. And it does, you know, all living things, right? So his breath is living and it's creating and it's sustaining and fresh and oh my gosh, let me see if there's any other words on this Greek. It can be prophetic, dispensation. It could be a desire. It could be you know, vigor, courage, patience. So thank you. And a disposition of various kinds. So thank you, Father, for how you speak, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that when you do breathe and you do speak, Lord, of your spirit, that is received, God, and the thing that in which you spoke it, Lord, and how it comes to pass, Lord, that it would purpose, Lord, in that which you've sent it, for the reason that you've purposed and sent your breath and your word, that it would be accomplished. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord, that you would do that in our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and there would be nothing, Lord, that would be completely tethered, completely anchored to you, God, and to your rock, Lord. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, that nothing can knock us over, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. And I don't even know if you're, like, if there's certain people, specific and certain people that you're praying for and asking the Lord for some things, but keep asking him to breathe his breath upon that as well, and that the word of the Lord that comes forth for them would be purposed according to the will of God, and yes, like fishers of men, being like fishers of men, where you set your casting, you know, you're casting that out, and for fishers of men. So we thank you for that, Lord, and in Stephanie's life, God, be glorified. Lord, be glorified, Lord, for you will receive the reward of your suffering, God, through Stephanie's life, God, and you would be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
And thank you for praying.
You're welcome. Do you have, thank you for joining us and calling in for prayer. It's a privilege to come into agreement for you, with you. Do you have any specific prayer requests?
Maybe just to have, like, deeper intimacy with God. And just really,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and so somewhat of what I was praying, like at the beginning, like his word, him highlighting his word to you, and it coming off the page with the breath of God, you know, that it be his word, because the word says in John that his word is living, and it just become real to you in that way is a very personal and very, yeah, very personal. If the word of the Lord, Lord, come forth, Lord, in such a personable way, God, that it feels intimate to her, God, Lord, and in this way that she desires to be closer to you, God, closer to know you and to be known by you, Lord. I pray for that fellowship, God, that of that, God, that it would be in such a way, Lord, again, just that she would she would be known by you as she gets to know you as well, God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, you just rock her soul and her spirit, God, with the things that she's asking for you, God. We come into agreement with that, God, and let it be so unto her according to your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Bless you. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. God bless you. And I was thinking of playing a little song, but I'm not sure that I have the time. But I do have on my little short playlist a 2-minute song that I do like. My eyes are bugging out. Julie True and
I just need to find it on here. Julie True is a good, okay. Yes, let's just end with this, and then we just bless you in Jesus' name.
Bless you, everyone. Good night.